Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for the Word of God? Today I'm going to teach you the Word of God. Today will be teaching time to teach the Word. Do you know that when you come to church, you come to train yourself to be a king and a priest of the kingdom? This is a school of life. This is where you get trained. This is not a scientific class. This is not a sociology class. Today we want to talk about faith. No, I just want to talk from my heart to you that here we're going to train you spiritually. Well, I learned one thing. If you're strong spiritually, everything else will come. If your spirit is strong, financially, physically, mentally, everything gonna come along with you. Gonna be fine. But if your spirit is weak, everything else gonna fall apart. That's why we need to train you spiritually. The church is the place where spiritual training takes place. Amen? Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Today we would like to talk about faith. How faith comes into your heart. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a big subject of Christian walk. In fact, we start by faith and we keep building our faith and we end by faith. Christianity is about faith. We have faith in God. And God wants us to have faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, we cannot please God. A few days ago, I was talking to the Father in heaven. I said, Father, nothing around me is important anymore. The only thing that is important to my life is that I want to please you. I'm not here to please any man. I want to please you. And if you are pleased with me, that's all it counts. That's all I want to see. If you are happy with me, you smile at me and you put your thumb up and say, son, I'm so pleased with you. I want God to be pleased with me. And one way to please God is to walk by faith. And he said he will reward those who diligently seek him. Think about this. If God really demands us that we have faith and we have no way to have faith, then we can challenge his justice. But if God has placed into our hand the way to have more faith in our heart, from one level to another level to another level, he put in our hands the way to do it, and we don't have faith, we are to blame. We cannot blame God. And God say clearly in the Bible that we can build our faith by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Actually, I have been doing this since I was a new believer. When I got saved 29 years ago, I began to listen to the teaching tapes in a church. I bought every tape, almost 1,000 tapes from that church. I went to their library and say, at that time, not even free. You have to buy. I say, I'm going to buy every single tape in your church. 1,000 of them. I listen to all of them. Listen every single day. I read the Bible too. Yes, I read the Bible. I study the Bible. But when I sit in the car, when I do nothing, maybe eating lunch, I was listening. Listening to every single teaching. Because I know that teaching, the listening to the Word of God will build my faith. I feed myself by listening to the word of God. And God wants us to have faith. And it's our responsibility to build our own faith. You cannot borrow the faith of your pastor. You cannot borrow the faith of your husband and wife. You need to have faith for yourself. Amen. And in fact, the Bible says that when you read the scripture, when you read the gospel here, every word in the Bible, you must mix it with faith. Every single scripture, you must mix it with faith. Or in other words, everything we do in life, regarding personal life or ministry, walking with God, everything we do, we must do it by faith. When you give offering, you don't just give offering as a tradition. You give by faith. When I perform surgery, I do it by faith. That God is with me, God gonna guide me, God gonna show me what to do. When I talk to my patients, I talk by faith. God gonna tell me what to say, God gonna show me in the x-ray what I need to do. I have faith that God will guide me and lead me. Everything you do, parenting, family life, ministry, lay hand on people, witness to people, everything you do, you should do by faith. But faith starts from the faith of salvation. You cannot walk by faith until you really get to know God first. Have a personal relationship with God. How does faith for salvation come? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Salvation means you are saved from sin, saved from calamity, saved from curses and demonic power. Ephesians 2, 8. For by grace you have been saved. Through faith. The grace of God saved you. But in order to receive that grace, you need to have faith. And not that of yourself, it is the gift of God. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. How can a person in the world be saved from hell and sin and bondage and calamity of or curses of sin? By having faith in the grace of God, in what Jesus did. Look at Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10, and verses 13 to 14. Listen carefully. I read it slowly, and you can see the same principle all along here. Grace, faith, and hearing. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preached. So Paul preached, they heard, got into their mind, into their heart. It's inside their mind, the word of faith that Paul preached. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you believe, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then look at verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can you call on him if you don't believe? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You can see the connection. Somebody need to preach or talk. And then somebody hear. And after they hear, they have faith and believe. And then they can call on the name of Jesus. And they got saved. Thank God for the technology today. Thank God for the podcast technology. Thank God for the MP3 and CD ministry. That now we can preach all over the world without flying there. People just download the preaching. Just download the teaching. And listen in their school. They can drive in the car, have the iPod or iPhone or whatever. They can listen. I noticed one thing about the iPhone. People pick up the iPhone and play game. And send text message. And check email. Why don't you use technology instead of like this, holding with the thumb. And they just do that all day long, playing game. Instead of doing that, I think you should put the thing in your ear and listen to the word of God so that you can grow more. You can build your faith for the midnight hour of your life. Now you may not need faith, but one day you're going to need faith for the midnight hour, for the time that you need faith to fight the enemy, to fight the problem in your life. Amen? Amen. Faith come by hearing. Man can be saved by hearing the gospel. That's why all of us need to learn how to share the gospel. We need to tell our loved ones the gospel. We need to send them CD. In Thailand, people burn our CD because we give it for free. So when they go into the marketplace, they share the gospel and they hand CD. So people can listen to the gospel and people get saved. People listen and they get saved. People get listen, get saved, and they go to church. So that's how people have faith, by hearing the word of God. Look at another example. In Acts chapter 10 and Acts chapter 11, we read about a man named Cornelius. Cornelius was not a Jew. He was very devout and had not been saved yet. He had not heard the gospel, therefore he could not be saved. You cannot be saved without hearing the gospel. You need to hear the gospel first. And the angel appeared to him and told him to do something. Is it interesting? The angel showed up to Cornelius, but the angel did not preach the gospel to Cornelius. Do you know that the angel cannot preach the gospel? Only man can preach the gospel. Are you glad that you have the privilege of preaching the gospel? What is the gospel? Man is a sinner. God loves man. And God doesn't want man to pay the wages of sin, which is death. But Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for the sin, shed the blood at the cross of Calvary, and pay for our penalty of sin, so that we don't have to live with the curses and the bondage of sin and have victory, and we can have eternal life in heaven. And Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. That is the gospel, which is the power of God. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God did not say, angels, go all over the world and preach the gospel. God told who? Us. To go all over the world and preach the gospel. The angel could not preach the gospel to Cornelius. What did he do? But he told Cornelius to find a man who could preach the gospel to him. In Acts chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, this is what the angel told Cornelius. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell what you must do. Peter would preach the gospel to Cornelius. And in Acts chapter 11, verse 14, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved? Peter was sent by God. Cornelius was told by the angel to call for Peter to come. And when Peter showed up in his house, Peter preached the gospel. Cornelius and his household heard the gospel and they believed and they got saved. People cannot have salvation without hearing the gospel. We all need to preach the gospel. If you are not good speaker, you can give people CD. You can buy CD, give people MP3, encourage people to listen to the podcast. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Amen? Look at another example in the Bible. How faith comes by hearing. The devil is so cunning. He deceived people in America to be so busy with games, with a lot of stuff in the iPhone and in the computer, checking internet, doing a lot of stuff to waste your time. You know, you can play Facebook, but don't play Facebook to the point you don't listen to the word of God or read the Bible. Amen? Facebook is nothing wrong because it's a community. But if you spend time on the Facebook all day long and you don't listen to the word of God, something wrong. You need to know what is the priority in your life. The priority is the word of God. You need to hear the word of God. Acts chapter 14, verses 7 to 10. And they were preaching the gospel there. They mean Paul and his team. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard, everyone say heard, Paul speaking. So Paul was preaching, the man was hearing, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Was this man healed by the Apostle Paul's anointing? No. Was he healed because the Apostle Paul has a special power? No. Was this man healed because Apostle Paul faith? No. Was this man healed because the Apostle Paul was an apostle? No. What happened? Paul preached the gospel. Paul noticed that the man had faith to be healed. And then Paul commanded him to stand up, to rise up. And the man heard the gospel, had faith, and then got healed. Is it simple? The man was healed by his own faith. Not the Apostle Paul faith, not the Apostle Paul anointing, but his own faith. This is something Christians today are missing. A lot of time we come to church, we just want to have nice life, have nice car, nice job. We're just thinking about, our own need. But we forget to build our own spirit, to have faith, to walk with God. We need to build our own faith by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. Healing is a part of the gospel. One thing that I pray every single day in my life. Yesterday, actually, I told one of the sisters in the body of Christ. She came and talked to me until 1 a.m. We were talking about church. She's not in our church. I was telling her that it's one thing about evangelism, get people saved in a big meeting. But it's another thing about a family. The church is a family. And I and Pastor Da have responsibility to make sure that the kids in this church, I mean the spiritual kids, are well-to-do. No one die of cancer. No one get into sin and get curses and the kids will go into trouble. That's our responsibility. That's why I never want to preach the compromise message to please people so that we have a big church. Because if I preach the compromise message to have a big church, but the members die of cancer, have problem, sin, divorce. Thank God we don't have divorce in our church. Thank God we haven't had anyone have cancer in this church so far, all these 20 years. I mean, people who come to church first. I'm not talking about people who have cancer before they come to church. People who join the church, we do not have anyone have cancer. Because we want to build your faith. That you can fight with sickness. You can fight with poverty. You can fight with curses by faith. Your own faith. Amen? Why we lay hand? Why we pass the file of God into people? I know that I lost a lot of members because I lay hand. I know. People don't like it. People don't like the way I lay hand. Because the demon on the inside of them get mad at me. They want to leave. So they say they go to church, there's no lay hand, no the file of God. But I cannot stop because I need to take care of people who are committed with me first. Amen. If they don't like it here, I'm sorry. But you who are committed need to be taken care of. Amen. And I just want to make sure that no one get cancer here. No one get into sin here. No divorce here. No sin in this church. No curses in this church. This is a family. And the dad gonna have to take care of the kids. Amen. Yes, we go out and preach and get people saved. But if they're in this church, we're gonna have to clean them up. Cannot just compromise and make people happy. We're gonna fight the good fight of faith. We're gonna have faith. We're gonna pass the fire. Burn all the demon out of these people. No cancer in this church. No sickness, no disease. No poverty. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm fired up. Thank you, Jesus. I want to speak from my heart so you understand me. And could you please to people who come in and don't understand my heart that, Pastor loved you. That's why he do all these things. He want you to be strong. This is not a game. This is not a football stadium that want to get a lot of people in just to please their ear. No, this is serious. Life and death. Amen. We cannot play game. Amen? Look at another example in the Bible. That people receive things from God by their own faith. Mark chapter 5 verse 34. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your afflictions. This woman had bleeding for 12 years. She spent all of her money. She lost her money. She went to see all the doctors in town. But her condition grew worse. And what happened? By her own faith. Not Jesus' faith. Not the Apostle Peter's faith. Not somebody else's faith. She was healed. Now, I want to encourage you to really take responsibility to build your own faith by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. How many people spend time on the road on I-5 and 405 and 520 and I-90 about maybe at least half an hour a day? Raise your hand up. How many spend time on the freeway and on the road at least an hour a day? Raise your hand up. How many people spend time on the road about 2 hours a day? Raise your hand up. What do you do in your car? Daydream? Talking on the phone? Don't waste your time in the car. Listen to the CD. 1 hour, you can listen to one sermon. So each week, you can listen to one sermon 7 times. If you listen to one sermon 1 time, you can listen to 7 sermons in a week. And I can guarantee, you will be very strong man and woman of God. Because you feed your own spirit. We have all the resources in this church. We have all the free CD and free MP3. We don't even charge money. But people take it for granted. Listen, we have all kinds of teachings. But people say, yeah, he preached already on Sunday. But it's not about he only preached on Sunday. Because your faith will grow if you listen again and again and again. Everything about God is unlimited. You can have love this much, or love this much, or love this much, or love this much. Or love more to the point that it's so unlimited. You can have faith this much, faith this much, faith this much. And have faith that you can move the mountain. If I ask you, how many people want $1 million? I believe everyone raised hand. But if I ask the question, how many people want have faith to move the mountain? You should be hungry for that faith. Not less than wanting to have $1 million. Because $1 million is tangible. But to have faith to move the mountain is not tangible. You don't see it. But you need it. You need to build your faith. Don't waste time on the road. Housewife here, when you cook, don't just cook. Turn on your iPod. Put it in. Listen. Build your faith. I don't say that you should not read the Bible. You should read the Bible. You should study the Bible. But a lot of time we can do 2 things at the same time. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God that leads people to salvation. The word salvation, a lot of time we think that, oh, it means my sins are forgiven, God loved me, and I will go to heaven, I will not go to hell. So a lot of Christians think that salvation just means a ticket to get out of hell and go to heaven. Actually, that is just a part of it. That is just a small part, is to go to heaven and not going to hell. Salvation includes healing, deliverance. Deliverance means set free from demonic activities in your life. Soundness, safety, and protection, prosperity, abundance, good family, good relationship, everything that heaven has. If you go to heaven, you don't see poverty. If you go to heaven, you don't see broken home, husband and wife fight each other. You don't see pornography in heaven. You don't see sickness in heaven. You don't see hurricane and tornado and cancer. You don't need chiropractor in heaven. I'm not sure they need neurosurgeon or not. But I'm kidding. They don't need neurosurgeon. They don't need any doctor in heaven. And that is salvation, is to bring heaven into your life. That is salvation. Because before you are saved, you are living in death. Sickness, poverty, disease, broken home, broken relationship, bad problems. God wants to save you. All of your need, physical need, spiritual need, mental need, financial need, everything is in the package called the gospel. And how you can get that? By faith. One lady in Thailand listened to our CD, Living in Abundance. And she said that she practiced right away. She listened. She said that she listened to one of my CD called Having a Thankful Heart, that I turned on the song. Raindrop keep falling on my head. She listened to that 7 times until she gets set free from being complainer. Listen, because she is a complainer. She listened to the CD, Living in Abundance, and she practiced right away. Finances come into her life right away, supernaturally, because of faith. She listened to get faith into her heart. I got all this email all the time. People share with me how wonderful your teaching has been in my life. And when I read that, I was thinking, how many members in New Hope listen to our CD? Maybe less than 10%. Less than 10% of people in this church listen to your own CD. And that's why, maybe that's why we don't have enough faith. That's why we don't see revival here. That's why we don't see miracles in America. Because we don't have faith to see those miracle things without listening to the Word of God. Amen? I'm trying to stir you up today. Don't waste the resources in our church away. God has given us so much teaching, so many good stuff. But we just lay it on the table and never use it. Because we use the grace of God in vain. What we have, we don't fully use it for the benefit of the kingdom of God. Look at the word salvation here. In Acts chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, salvation includes many things. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. So somebody preached, somebody listened the gospel. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed. If you go to mission trip with me, you're going to see all these things. Exactly. Unclean spirit crying out with loud voice came out from many who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. Salvation include deliverance, demon come out from people. Include healing, include everything that heaven wants to offer. I remember last trip, I don't know I tell you this story. I saw a young lady, she may be about 24 years old, standing in the line. And she looked so normal to me. Looked like just a normal young lady in Bangkok. And when I lay hand on her, God told me, don't leave until something happened. So I obey the Holy Spirit. After I lay hand on her, her mom was standing next to her. I lay hand on both of them. Fire. They fell down. And God said, don't leave. And she said, why? I said, why? I don't leave. She looked like a normal person. So I just stayed there with my hand on both of their forehead. I kneel down and stay like this. And 500 people still waiting for me on the line. So I have to hurry up. I lay hand. And about 2 minutes later, I saw something come up in her body. And her face started to change. And demons start to come out. Come out. Come out. And God taught me at that moment. Son, You cannot look at just the outside. This lady, I later on find out that she was involved in a cult with a false prophet last year. And she got involved in that false teaching for the whole year. She got possessed by this wrong spirit, demonic spirit. Looked normal outside, but inside, she got demons. And that day, we cast them out in the name of Jesus. '98. I was looking normal as a normal pastor. A husband, a neurosurgeon. I went to Tampa, Florida. Without expecting anything much, I just went to see the fire of God experience. When the preacher waved his hand, fire! The wind of God hit me. I was under the chair for half an hour and demons came out of me for half an hour non-stop. And I was changed when I got up from the floor. You cannot tell whether people have demons or not by just looking at the outside. Amen? And God wants to clean up His church in the end time. He wants to prepare the church to be the bride of Christ. And you cannot get those things without faith. You need to come by faith. That you believe that salvation includes deliverance, healing, forgiveness of sin, breaking of the curse, prosperity, victory, triumph, all includes in the salvation, in the gospel. Let me ask this question before I close the teaching. Is healing a part of the gospel? Can Christians expect healing and divine health? Can you wake up every day, morning you wake up, I am healthy because I have the gospel. The blood of Jesus Christ cleansed me. Can you wake up that way? Can you say no cancer? No back disease? No mental disease in my house? Can we believe that? Is it a part of the gospel? Yes. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. Surely he has borne, he means Jesus. Jesus has borne our grief and carry our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Healing is a part of the gospel. Look at Mark chapter 5, 27 and 28 and 34. I want to emphasize one more time. Faith comes by hearing, and then salvation come, and then miracle come. When she heard, everyone say, heard, about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. This woman had bleeding for 12 years. She lost all her money. How did she get faith to be healed? By hearing about Jesus. Faith comes by hearing. She built her faith up by hearing and she got healed. I want to encourage all of you to be people of faith. Faith in everything you do. Not just only salvation, not only healing. Faith for the finances. Faith for ministry. Faith for deliverance. Faith for the blessing of your kids, your grandkids. Faith for everything you do. And how do you do that? Get into the Word of God. Read the Word out loud to your own ear. For example, I read the Bible, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and that all is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. When I read it out loud, I can hear it. And forget not all His benefit, who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. I read it out loud so I can have faith that God can heal all of my diseases. This is a problem. Faith comes by hearing. You can hear either the word or you can hear the TV show. You can hear the word or you can hear the gossiping. You can hear the word or you can hear bad news. If you keep using your ear to hear the gossiping word, the criticism word, the bad news, you're going to have faith in those and you get what you believe. If you keep hearing about, oh, people at this age going to have cancer, they're going to die soon. Yes, you're going to have, definitely have cancer because you believe that you're going to have cancer. You have what we believe. So be careful what you hear. What kind of people you associate with? You can associate with people who speak positive, speak the word, speak love, speak faith, speak victory. Or you're going to hang around people who criticize the fire of God, criticize the Holy Spirit, criticize the things of God and say bad things. Then you can have faith in those bad things and you destroy your own life. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Amen. When people start to say bad things, you say, hey, stop it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have faith in the bad things. I can only listen to the good things. Amen. That's why I love to go to care group. Because in the care group, we speak about the wonderful things of God. Wow, that person, God just answered the prayer. Last Thursday, I listened to my own care group in my house. That one person say, you just pray for us on Thursday night, Friday morning, we got a job. Oh, praise God. And another person give the testimony about what happened. When you hear, you build up your faith. You build up your faith because you hear the wonderful things that God is doing in people's life. It's good to go to care group. And not only that, you can sing song and you hear the message. You discuss about the scripture. Not only one on Sunday, but you go in between the week and just feed your spirit by hearing the testimony, hearing the word of God. That's why going to care group is important. Now I get addicted to care group. If I don't have care group, I feel like something missing in that week. I sympathize with my wife. She has to clean the house, but it's worth it. Is that right, Pastor Da, to have the care group? It's worth it. She says, yeah. Cleaning up the house a lot. Two of them on Thursday. Morning, lady care group. And evening, the family care group. It's wonderful to be together and hearing the good things and build your faith. How many people are blessed when you hear the word of God and hear all the good testimony? How many people are blessed? How many people have more faith when you hear all those things? You can fight the good fight of faith all the days of our life. Amen. You are a king and a priest of the kingdom. You shall reign forever for God in the end time. And you need to practice now to reign and rule for God by having faith to decree the things to happen in your life because you are the king and priest of God. You need to build your faith by hearing and hearing the word of God. And then you can preach the gospel with faith. And people are going to get saved because they hear the word of God. Amen? You saw those picture of people walk out to accept Christ, those 200 people. I tell you, I'm not an evangelist. But by faith, when I step up on the stage, I say, God, today I'm going to believe that a lot of people can accept Christ by faith. And it happened by faith. Everything you do, by faith. Many years ago, I got mad at sickness. I saw all of my patients. Oh, so many people are sick. Really, really sick. You may not know how many people out there are sick. Really sick. I got mad. And God said, listen to the word of God regarding healing. So I keep listening to build my own faith to fight with sickness because I hate sickness. Really drain you. Sickness really drain people financially, physically, emotionally, everything. Amen. I want to challenge you today to build your faith by hearing the word of God. How many people going to listen to teaching in the car from now on? Raise your hand up. Don't waste your time in the car. How many people going to check out CD and MP3 and get into your MP3 machine? Raise your hand up. It's free. We don't charge you. Free. Get every series. Listen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me ask last question. Anyone in this room are not sure that you have salvation? You're not sure that you will go to heaven if you died? Or maybe you accept Christ many years ago, or many months ago, but at this point you're not sure that you have salvation. If you happen to die today, are you sure that you will make it to heaven? If you're not sure, I want to make sure that you know you're sure. Anyone in this room want to make sure that you go to heaven after you die? Raise your hand up. If you want to make sure you go to heaven, raise your hand up. Only 2% are sure that you go to heaven. The rest, what happened? Are you sure you go to heaven? Raise your hand up. Do you understand my question? How many people are sure that you go to heaven? Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Wow. If 90% of the members in the church that are not sure they go to heaven, I could quit being a pastor. Let me ask one more time. How many people are sure you make it to heaven? Raise your hand up. And if you are not sure and you want to be sure today, raise your hand up. If you want to make sure today that you make it to heaven, raise your hand up. Praise God. Let's pray. Follow my prayer to make sure. Father in heaven, I heard the gospel today. And I have faith. I believe Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my sin and turn to you, Lord Jesus. I believe the gospel is the power of God. As I accept you and your gospel, I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I am protected. I am blessed. Thank you, Father, that my name is recorded in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you are sick today, why don't we exercise our faith to believe that you can be healed? Amen. How many people are sick today? Could you please stand up? If you're sick today, stand up. Do you have faith that God can heal you? You have faith? Okay. How many people believe that by the stripe of Jesus Christ, you are healed? You believe you are healed 2,000 years ago? Why don't you speak with me? Declare. Raise your hand up to heaven and declare. Father in heaven, I believe healing belongs to me. By the stripe of Jesus Christ, I was healed 2,000 years ago. Today, I decree and declare the healing in my life. I command sickness in my body to go away right now. I am healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am healed and I live in divine health. I shall live a long life to declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Have faith. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your diet, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your